Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tea Time. Today is December 31st, the very last day of 2019, and I am continuing to fight the sound of my computer fan. So today I'm gonna talk to you a little bit about what's going on in my life, some things that are gonna be coming out soon, some of my hopes and dreams for 2020, and a little update about how I feel about the recent drama and banning and reporting, etc., on GWA. So first, let's talk about some things that are going to be coming out soon. Some audios that I have already recorded and things that I'm actually about to record right now. So the thing that I'm probably the most excited for is Chapter 1 of Legend of Branswood will be coming to YouTube in January. Hooray! This is a story that I've been writing for, well, I guess planning, really, for the past month or two. It is a story about the listener who is found passed out, half dead in the woods. And the story is told from the perspective of the person who finds him in the woods, who is the Witch of Branswood. This is safe for work, and I'm doing my absolute very best to write it in such a way that it is also so that anyone can listen, so it's sort of an F for A. But I'm really excited. It's actually a story that I had come up with many years ago that I wanted to use for a completely different project in a completely different medium, but it never happened. And after doing voice work for the last year, actually, I just really felt like this would make a really cool sort of audiobook. So, anyways, chapter one on YouTube, coming in the next couple of weeks. I'm really excited. I really hope that you guys will enjoy it. Now, as for Reddit, I actually have quite a number of audios that are recorded, some of them many months ago. And just never edited. Let me go through this little list, because what I do is I record in Audacity, and so it gives me, obviously, the Audacity file in the little folder, and I'll put it, I have like a row at the top of my desktop where I put all of the audios that are not yet edited and not yet released so that I can just see it right there every day. Mostly because I hate having things on my desktop, and it's supposed to be a sort of deterrent for what has happened right now, which is that I have almost the entire top of my desktop, my monitor, covered in audios. So I'm doing a great job. Anyways, here's some of the things that I have recorded that hopefully will be coming out in the next couple of weeks. We have 9 Missed Messages, which is a Yandere audio that was actually written by Sketchy, who's one of our patrons here. Hello. We have The Girl Next Door is an Aggressive Sub. And I don't know who wrote all of these because, like I said, I recorded some of them months ago. I just happened to remember that Sketchy wrote that other one. What else do I have? I do have Panic at Your Magical Friend's Apartment by Late Stage Infertilism. I have Queen of the Seas, which again, some of you may have seen in chat that Octo linked it and was like, so how about this? And I was like, ha ha, I already have that done. And then like 20 minutes later found out that Octo posted it because Shibby had just put it out. So I'm a little bit upset that I've been sitting on this one for so long. What else do we have here? I actually have a piece that was a commission that I just recently finished, and I think you guys are gonna love it. It is a FDOM about a vampire and her pet hunter who couldn't kill her, and she likes to tease him about it a lot. It's really cute. It's very sexy. If you like FDOM, I think you will love it. I also have... Oh, no, that doesn't go there. Hold on, we're gonna move that out of the way. I am going to actually officially post the Not Safe for Work version of Fred Writing's Stuff Your Plushie. He wrote the script, obviously. I did the audio. I originally had that linked from the SaferWorks version, which was a YouTube upload, but I found out that it's against their terms of service to link to not SaferWorks material. I'm not really sure how strict they are or how that's enforced, but I didn't want to get banned, so I'll let you guys have that very soon. And the last thing is the January Patreon exclusive, which I already recorded. Normally, what happens with that is I will let the people in the Nixie tier submit tags, and I will come up with an audio or a scenario, and then I'll take those tags and I'll let everyone, well, not everyone, the people in Nixie and above, get to vote on which ones are their favorites. And those are the ones that I sort of focus on the most in the audio. Unfortunately, because of the move, I have been so busy that I had to get it done a little bit early and wasn't able to let people do that last round of voting. So I used almost all of the tags that were submitted, and I tried to come up with something that I felt would be pretty universally acceptable. It was actually something I also really wanted to do. It's a sort of waking up to a hand job that turns into a very needy blow job. So I hope that you guys will enjoy it. And of course, for February and beyond, hopefully everything will go according to plan. All right, so those are the things that I have already recorded, things that will be coming out soon. I'm actually recording another Fred writing script today because Fred let me read it before he was done, and I really loved it, and I told him that I loved it, and he is waiting to release the script until I record it, which is very nice of him, and I'm very thankful. It is called Bully Redemption, and it really resonated with me because it's kind of about a girl who gets caught up in her friend group and kind of turns into a huge bitch and bullies this guy, even though she kind of likes him. And the story kind of goes through her confronting that. I don't want to give it away. You'll have to listen to it. But it's really good. It's very emotional. It hit a little bit close to home because when I was in high school, I was bullied very badly throughout elementary and middle school. And it kind of turned me into this person who was just mean right off the bat because I just expected everyone to be mean to me. And after high school, I got a lot of messages from people who were like, I had a really big crush on you in high school and I thought you were like really cool, but you were also really scary. And I felt really bad because, I wasn't trying to be scary or come off as intimidating, but when you go through years of being treated like garbage, you maybe develop a defense mechanism or two. So, anyways, I'm really excited for this script, and I hope that you guys will enjoy it. The only other thing that I kind of have going on right now is that I auditioned for a game. We'll see how it goes. And that's all I'm going to say about it so far because I don't really have any other information to give you guys. Obviously, if I hear back and it's positive news, then I will give you a little bit more info about what kind of game I auditioned for and like the story and maybe the character that I would be playing. But I don't want to be like, oh my God, guys, here's everything about this game, and then be like, just kidding, I didn't get it. So, yeah. What else do we have going on here? Right. Let's talk about what's going on with the GWA reporting bullshit. So by now, I'm pretty sure that every single one of you knows what happened, knows what's going on, knows the stress and anxiety that it is causing both voices and writers in the community. And I honestly have been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks, and I don't even really know how would be best to react or respond to this. Now, some of you might not know that I only joined GWA in January of this year, 2019. My cake day is actually coming up on January 11th, but we're not talking about that right now. Anyways, so my account is really relatively new compared to some of the people who were affected by this. And I almost feel bad being so worried because I feel like, oh, well, am I even, like, do I deserve to be worried, I guess, is the feeling that I have sometimes for being so new. But I have put a lot of work into my audios. Even before GWA, I actually had been making audios for other people privately for a number of years. And I don't want to lose or have to kind of rebrand or restart all of the work that I've put in, but also all of the people who have joined my community. And I don't just mean Patreon. I mean just people who listen to my audios, people who talk to me and interact with me. In the last couple of weeks, I've actually had to delete some of my audios, and I did it very quietly. I didn't tell anyone because I didn't want everyone to, you know, make a huge deal out of it because, and I ask that anybody listening to this right now does not tell anyone that I have done it and does not mention that it's possible that I could delete more, because my fear is that, you know, when you go and tell other people that, that they freak out, they download all of your audios and upload it to a folder and say things like, Ruby Steve Witch is deleting all of her audios, make sure you get them all now, you know. Because unfortunately, when chaotic things happen, people don't always react logically. So that's why I didn't tell anyone. But I did delete everything on my account that had a tag that said no age. Those are all still all on Soundgasm. They are private. However, if there's one that you know that you love, please let me know. You can always have the link. You know, I'm not going to delete them forever. And it's actually very likely that the ones that I deleted for no age, I will re-upload with different tags. Because they were legitimately no age. They, like, you know, explicitly state in the audio, like, oh, I just had my 18th birthday, you know, stuff like that. So that's what happened with those. Unfortunately, there was one person who was reported and suspended for something very violent. And I do have quite a number of pretty violent rape and snuff audios. I have not deleted them. They are cataloged just in case, you know, in the event that for some reason somebody decides, you know, to start mass reporting me for those. That way I can very easily, very quickly go in and find them all and delete them. Again, they would still be on Soundgasm. I'd probably put a link to everyone on my Patreon so that you guys could find them more easily. I don't want to have to delete them. I hope that it does not come to that. But, you know, there's this sort of balance between, am I just freaking out and being dramatic? Or am I being cautious? Because the thing is that no one has been banned yet. But that's the exact thing that everybody said about the age audios a couple of months ago. And someone always has to be the first. And I don't want to be the first, you know? It's really easy to say, well, no one's been banned yet. It's only been a suspension. It was only one person. It's really easy to say that when you're not being reported. So I haven't really decided what I'm going to do. I do know, however, that for the time being, until I feel a little safer, I will not be putting violent audios on GWA. If there's one that you like, if you see a script and you really want me to do it, please let me know, because it is content that I enjoy making, and perhaps I can put it on my Soundgasm and just leave it as public and only link it to you guys. This way, I won't feel bad about, you know, taking a public script offer and not reposting it, because at least it's public on my Soundgasm. I can tell the author of the script And hopefully they will understand. But it is something that I will have to ask because, you know, these people put out their scripts on GWA for free for the public, and I do feel bad about taking that and just saying, well, I know my patrons aren't going to report me as being an actual rapist or an actual child, so I'm only going to let them, you know, I can't really do that. It's something that we'll have to kind of maybe talk about as a community and see what we can do, see if we can find the best solution to this very, very frustrating challenge. You know, maybe it can become a thing that if those sorts of audios are the kinds that a lot of you really enjoy listening to, we might be able to work out something where I do some Patreon exclusives. Maybe I'll have to write them. Maybe writers would like to write them for me. I don't know. Like I said, this is something that we can all sort of talk about together and try to figure out because I've been thinking about it alone for a while because I didn't want to scare you guys or, you know, cause chaos. But I felt like I needed to say something to you guys. You know, I wanted you guys to know how I felt about it and my opinions on it and what I'm kind of doing. I didn't want you guys to be in the dark on that. So that's what's going on. Now that I've talked about depressing things for like, I don't know, the last 10 minutes, let's talk about some more positive things. Some things that I would love to do in 2020, my second year publicly making audios, my second year with GWA. I'm really excited. I'm the kind of person who cannot just do one thing. If my whole life were, here's your job, sit at this desk, do your job every day, go home, eat dinner, you know, go to bed, wake up, do it again. Some people can fucking do that. And some of those jobs pay a lot of fucking money, and that is awesome. I'm not gonna diss that kind of work because I can't. Because those people make a living, and then they get to do things like, I don't know, fucking go on vacation and buy a house. Like, that's great, you know? But I can't. It makes me crazy. I would rather have to eat ramen noodles and be able to do things that I love. And that is the sacrifice that I have been making since May. I shared this a while ago. It was one of the reasons why my Patreon went public 2 months early. But my boyfriend lost his job in May. He was basically our sole provider because the work that I do outside of GWA is freelance, and we had moved cities for this job that he lost, and I had to kind of leave everything behind. So my freelance job, it was very new. I was still working on even just making a commission sheet. And so obviously, I wasn't really bringing in a lot of income for us when he lost his job. Thankfully, during the time that he was working, I had put away a lot of money into our savings, all of which is now gone because he didn't work for almost 3 months. I kind of became our sole provider for that. And that was the reason that the Patreon launched early. And maybe even why it launched at all. But, you know, even though we have been through a lot of terrible shit and we have to leave this apartment that we love for something that we can afford with our current income, I'm so grateful. I'm so happy that I get to work doing things that I love. Not just the audios, also my work outside of this, which was the job that I had just started working freelance. I've been doing a lot more work for that too, and it's been hard. It has been so hard because sometimes, you go to the grocery store and you have $30 to buy food for two people for the whole week. And you just gotta fucking make it work. But, I get to do what I love and I'm happy. And I think in this coming year, I would like to obviously continue being happy and enjoying myself, and bringing you guys things that make you happy. I want to get back to the sort of organization and scheduling that I had before this whole mess started. That's one of my goals, is to, have a plan, keep a schedule, make sure that you guys know what's coming and I know what the fuck I'm supposed to do and everything is all nice and pretty and organized. That's one of my goals for this coming year. Another one of my goals is that I would love to expand my recording kit and update my studio space, but that's kind of a side goal. It kind of goes with wanting to build this community and make more audios and maybe better audios, etc. And maybe, hopefully, if Patreon is very successful, then I will. Oh, sorry, that was my ring on my coffee mug. Hopefully, I will be able to do things like buy a kit that allows me to record stereo or binaural, and I can bring you guys some very immersive audios. I think that would be really fun because I want Patreon to go back to you guys. Right now, a lot of my Patreon support is helping me just survive because of that situation that I talked about earlier that we're not going to go back into because it makes me sad. But anyways, and I want it to become something that is for you. That's another one of my goals for next year, is to really give back to you guys. The last thing is that I really want to pay more attention to my YouTube. It is very new, so I'm not like getting down on myself for that. I only just started really uploading, like, I don't know, a month or two ago. But I want to start doing that more regularly, bringing you guys some safer work audios, because sometimes, it's great. Masturbation is great. Sex is great, but sometimes you just want to like snuggle and go to sleep, No? That's just me. All right. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to me kind of ramble. Again, I didn't want to leave you in the dark about my feelings on the DWA nonsense. And I really hope that all of you take the opportunity to do something you love in 2020. It can be really scary, and sometimes it doesn't work out, and it can be a little sad. But sometimes it can be so rewarding. You might fail, but you also might have the best time of your life. So I just hope that all of you find something that you want to do, that you're afraid to do, and you just fucking do it. And even if it doesn't work out, I hope that you will be proud of yourself just for trying. Because everyone deserves just to try. I hope that 2020 will be an amazing year for every single one of us. And I look forward to spending it together. Happy New Year, everyone. Bye.